As Matthew mentioned, my mother is from the Philippines, and my father's from India. And when people hear that, they immediately assume that I can speak five languages, you know, kind of thing. And I can't, unfortunately. But I do know some words from my mother's native tongue, which is Tagalog. And this poem is called Swear Words. Even now, I laugh when I see the look on my mother's face when I swear in Tagalog. I have no idea what these phrases really mean, but they've been spattered on me since I was still a fat, bawling baby and scattered onto my head when I've toppled juice glasses on white carpet or come home past curfew. Sometimes even the length of my skirts or driving her through a red light produces words with a bit of a gasp, a wet sigh of disapproval. Now I catch myself saying them out loud when I knock my knee against the coffee table or slice a bit of my knuckle with paper. When I asked her, she told me one phrase meant God, so of course I feel guilty. Another is crazy female lost piglet, which doesn't even make sense when I think of the times I've heard her use that, and still others she claims are untranslatable. But the one I love best is Diablo, the devil, pronounced Jablu. She uses it as if to tell me, I give up. You do what you want to do, but don't come running to me. After I tell her I bounced a check or messed up a romance with a boy she finally approved of. Jablu, Jablu. Here comes a little red devil, tiny pitchfork in hand, running past the terracotta flower pots in my mother's sunroom. Jablu, Jablu. And still another from behind the kitchen curtains, a bit damp from the day's splashes of the sink. Today, when they meet, they dance a silly jig on the countertop, knock over the canister of flour, leave little footprints all over the place.